All right, so finally getting around to playing with audio, Boo. And I have to say, I'm pretty excited. I've always wanted to do a podcast, but I never really knew what kind of equipment you needed to have or how good your mic needed to be, any of that stuff. So to have something that I can just press record and talk into is just fucking amazing. And while I was waiting for my mic, because I don't have an iPhone, and I won't until they sort out their some sort of video. Recording. Had to order a mic for my iPod Touch, and it finally came. And as it was coming, I was trying to think of, well, you know, what am I going to say? What am I going to have a podcast about? So I figured I would just kind of go back and relive the music throughout my life. I'm not really a live in the past kind of dude. I kind of go forward and want the new. I want the new shit. I want what's new. I want what's current. So I rarely, if ever, go back and listen to any of the music that meant anything to me. So this is kind of, it's actually kind of exciting. On one side of the coin, I get to go back and I get to re-listen to all these songs and relive them. And some of them I haven't heard since they were first put out. On the other side of the coin, doing a retrospective like this means that I'm old enough to do a retrospective like this. And I'm not that old. I'm in my 30s. Well, mid 30s. Late 30s. Excuse me. So, yeah, what we're going to do is we're going to go back on a journey of the music of my life. It's sort of like a time machine. And some of it is brilliant, most of it is hilarious and crap. And a tiny bit of it is just quite sad, really. So, as far as music goes, I have pretty eclectic tastes, and that's probably comes from my dad. I always thought he was a bit of a dirty hippie, but it turns out in retrospect that he was more of a folky. You know, he had the big bushy beard and the 12-string guitar, and listened to a lot of Jim Croce and Cat Stevens and stuff like that. Mom, on the other hand, was basically stuck in a rut. She liked Mama Cass, and that's about it. So, my daddy listened to folk and Elton John, and that's where I got my music from to begin with. And we're talking, I'm young. I'm like 5, 6, 7, something like that. And his records were the first experience I had with music. And I mean, some of it was god awful. I mean, you had John Denver, you had Elton John, you had fucking Barry Manilow. And to be exposed to that at such a young age, I'm surprised I'm functioning quite as well as I am now. But the first record I remember ever getting was from my uncle Dale. I was probably 7, and this is what it was. If I can get it to play.
A Monday warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride.
Rock On. It was a cassette tape. The only tape player we had in the house was in my mom's car, so we. Me and him sat out in that car and played that thing over and over and over and over and over and over. It was the first record I remember getting. So in the next episode, I think I'm going to go through and move along the timeline. So next episode is Devil Worship.